everybody. I'm Aline Thompson, founder of Treasured Ministries, and welcome to the Treasured Ministries podcast. One of the resources that we provide at Treasured Ministries is our Nourish Bible Study series. Now, what's great about these Bible study resources is that not only do they incorporate commentary created just for women and our Nourish Bible Study method so that you can hear from God personally, but we also have a corresponding video series online for free that you can watch as you are walking through the study. And in today's podcast, I want to share with you the audio from one of those video sessions. If you are interested in discovering more about the Nourish Bible Study series, including downloading chapter one of each study for free, I want to invite you to go to www.nourishbiblestudyseries.com. From that link, you can download the first chapter, you can order a study, and you can also watch additional video sessions, just like the one that you're about to hear the audio of. So without further ado, let's get on with today's message. Enjoy. Well, welcome back. Before we dive into our passage this week, I want to take care of just a little announcement to-do item, and that's with the Nourish Bible Study method. Now, as you move forward, we're going to be picking up bigger passages of Scripture for your weekly Nourish Scripture. And so I want to just share with you how I handle a big passage, because sometimes we can look at that big passage, get overwhelmed, and say, I'm just going to shut my Bible, right? No, God wants to speak to us every week. So here is how you handle a big passage. When you see a big passage, I want you to immediately think to yourself, big passage buffet. Now, here's the reasoning behind that. When I go to a buffet, there's a restaurant that my parents love to take our family to, and they have this huge buffet. I mean, it's huge, lots of desserts, everything. If I looked at that and thought, I need to eat every single thing on this line, then I would be overwhelmed. And I wouldn't walk away feeling nourished. I would walk away feeling too full and probably a stomachache, right? So when you get to a big passage, I want you to think about it that way. And much like when you go to a buffet, you look at everything and then you decide what you're going to eat. And then you partake of that food. Well, Jesus knows what you need when you need it. And when you go to a big passage, I want you to take that first step revealed to just read through the entire scripture prayerfully and asking God where he wants you to land on what specific part. And then I want you to choose verses where you want to go deeper on and start that step two using that acronym IMPACT to apply to that specific passage. Now, you're certainly welcome to study the entire passage. And sometimes with big passages, things are just all connected. And I like doing it that way too. But other times, I'll focus on a specific section. The key is that God knows what you need when you need it, and that the goal of the Nourish Bible Study method is not that you would understand every single passage inside of your Nourish Scripture. It's that you would connect with Jesus through his word. So don't get overwhelmed. Just relax and let the Lord lead you as he leads you through those big passages of Scripture, which will start out next week. All right, so in this week, we looked at Joshua chapter 2 and one of my favorite stories, and that's the story of Rahab. And in honor of her, I wore this red scarlet shirt because of her making that courageous choice to believe God and to tie that scarlet cord in her window. And what I want to talk to you about this morning is the fact that her courageous choice to do that had an impact on her family. Not only did it bless her family and save her family, but for generations to come, for even you and I today, Rahab's choice had a ripple effect of blessings. You see, allowing Christ to redefine our identity and the purpose for which we were created not only creates an impact on our lives, but it creates an impact on other lives as well. I want to talk to you today about how Jesus can come into our lives and break those negative generational patterns in our life so that with the new choices that we make, that just like Rahab, we can create a ripple effect of blessings for generations to come. Now, inside of this passage, we see that Rahab saved her family. We also see through a story later on in the Bible, in the book of Ruth, that Ruth's son Boaz took in this Moabite woman, Ruth. And we know that probably he was influenced in a positive way from Rahab's story and the fact that the Israelites took her in. And then even for future generations, for you and I, Rahab is in the lineage of Jesus Christ. And not only that, but for me, because of the fact that her name is mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, that blesses me. It brings me hope because it lets me know that the flaws inside of my family are not meant to bring shame to me or be a burden in my life. Let it inspire us that you and I can be the first inside of our families to walk in new and different ways. Now, as we look at Rahab's life, she was a prostitute. She worshiped pagan gods, and she did this because this is what she knew. This is how she was brought up. This is the world that she lived in inside of Jericho. And much like you and I have grown up inside an environment, inside that environment, we learn certain things. It sort of is like gravity. It is what it is. In other words, gravity is always present. And you and I learn how to cope with life, or we pick up on behavioral patterns through our parents. My children pick up on behavioral patterns through me. And it is what it is. We don't have control over it. We're brought up in this environment. And just like Rahab worshiping those pagan gods, that's what everybody was doing around her, right? And so that's what she did. And I want to just give you a list of unhealthy patterns that can be passed down. And this by no means is an exhaustive list, but worry, materialism, workaholism, alcoholism, codependency, bitterness, anger, legalism, perfectionism, misplaced priorities, adultery, people-pleasing. That's just a small list of maybe things that we saw in our parents. Maybe they weren't worshiping, right, other gods, but they behaved in certain ways. And we just learn it. It's just learned behavior. And before you start to maybe feel ashamed or worried because of you're thinking about your own children and, oh my goodness, what are you passing on to them? Know this, that God is continually pointing out to me areas of my life that I need to change. And don't see this as something to be ashamed of. Let it inspire you to be like Rahab and say, my choices, my new choices make a difference. And as I am led by Jesus Christ, that He will lead me into make new patterns for blessings to come. Now, some of the patterns that we learned from former generations, some of those are healthy, right? And then some of those are not. But the bottom line is that we should never shoulder the shame, right? Because it's just sort of like gravity. It is what it is. But you and I, Rahab didn't sit there and blame the fact on, well, this is just how I grew up and blah, blah, blah. No, she trusted the living God. And because she trusted the living God, she made a choice that created a change that would make a ripple effect of blessings for years to come. And the same is true for you and I. You see, destructive cycles in our life are broken when we reach out for the right rescue through our relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what Rahab did. She reached out for the right rescue because she believed that God was all-powerful. That's really all that she knew. And so she reached out for the right rescue, and she made that choice to hang that scarlet cord on her window so that not just her, but her family would be saved. And similarly for us, this points a picture of applying the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives so that Jesus can bring us into a new way of living. 1 Peter 1, 18 through 19 says this, "For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty way of life inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God." And so the solution to walking away from behavioral patterns, and it's impossible for us to do this on our own. The solution is not self-help. The solution is not analyzing our past, although that can tell you why you are the way you are. But it's only when we reach out for the right rescue that we can become the woman that God created us to be and leave those ripple effects of blessings for future generations through the righteousness of Christ. The solution is not self-help, it's sonship. Galatians 4, 4 through 7 says this, "But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are His sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father,' so you are no longer a slave, but you are God's child. And since you are His child, God has made you an heir." In other words, when you and I become born again, we have a new bloodline. We are God's children. We are part of God's family. And so inside of God's family, you and I can learn to live differently and bring blessings for generations to come. Now, just because we're positioned inside of this family, just because my salvation in Christ happens immediately the moment that I believe, that my position is always there. I am always God's child and nothing will ever change it. So my position is the same, but my condition, whether or not I'm living out, right, is based on the choices that I make by faith. You see, authentic love never controls. God will never force us to follow Him. He invites us into a relationship with Him and then invites us to surrender that we can live differently and experience the life the way that He intended it. Now, inside of Joshua 2, 17 through 21, it illustrates this point that Rahab, the responsibility for her to put that scarlet cord in the window, that rested on her choice, right? Joshua 2:17 says this, "Now the men had said to her, 'This oath that you made us swear will not be binding unless when we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down.'" In other words, it was up to Rahab to make the choice. They made the promise that Joshua would save her, but Rahab had to make the choice. Jesus supplies the rescue, but my choices are my responsibility, and this is never easy. It takes courage to make new choices, and understand this, that this is like a lifetime process of us unlearning our old patterns to learn new ones as we're led by the Holy Spirit. And one of the most powerful illustrations I've ever heard of this comes from a book that I read by Bob Hamp called Live Differently, Think Differently. And inside of this book, he tells this story that really illustrates this point, that while we can be in God's family, we can experience continual frustration because we are still unlearning these old habits. The description of his book says this, "Each of us are born separated from our true father and suffers from the ingrained habits of our false parents. And even when we come into God's family, we often find barriers that stand in the way of becoming who God intends us to be." And so inside of this book, Bob Hamp is showing us and telling us that God does want us to learn to walk a new way, and he's never ashamed of us, but he'll continually teach us new ways because he wants us to live the way he intended us to live. And you see, that courage that you and I have, and it's a lifetime process. If you don't hear me say anything else in this, this message is not meant to bring shame, but to inspire you. It's a lifetime process of being taught by our Heavenly Father who we really are and the purpose for which we were created and how to live with joy and peace so that we can become the woman that God created us to be. And when we live that way, we bring blessing not just into our lives, but for generations to come. Inside of our families, every single one of us lives inside of families that are fractured. I mean, let's be real. There are no perfect families. We live in a broken world. And inside of our broken world, that weight brings fractures and flaws inside of our family. There's no perfect people. Your parents couldn't be perfect. That situation that you grew up in, it was not perfect. But what a blessing to know that just like Rahab, when she was rescued, it says in Joshua 6:25, "But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her because she hid the men. Joshua had sent a spy to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day." What a gift to know that you and I can escape that pull of generational unhealthy habits, because we belong to a new family that can teach us new ways to grow. And the answer is not in blaming your parents or blaming your past. It's reaching out for the right rescue, being that brave heart just like Rahab was, and becoming the woman that God created you to be. As you believe God, and God changes your broken heart into a brave heart, and you walk in new ways one step at a time. Would you be willing today to see the flaws in your family. We all have them. And the flaws in your own life, would you see that as inspiration to live differently so that you can make a difference? As I was preparing for this passage, I was thinking about just my own habit of maybe saying things like, well, that was stupid, or I shouldn't have done that, or just, you know, all those things that women say all the time when we're maybe talking negatively about ourselves. And the Lord really just inspired me through this story. Would you really watch the words that come out of your mouth so that through your new living that you could teach your children to speak words of life over themselves and over others instead of those negative thoughts? So let the flaws that you see in yourself, that you see in your family, don't shoulder the shame of that. Reach out for the right rescue, and under the righteousness of Christ, begin to learn a new way. So I'm going to close with a battle plan, right? For our solution of sonship. Number one is to recognize the patterns. Recognize the negative patterns. And we do this by spending time in God's Word. We recognize that having a hot temper is not the way that God intends for us to live, right? We recognize that that workaholism is not the way that God wants us to live. And so recognize that. And the way that God works, it's almost like He peels away one layer at a time as we're in this beautiful lifetime process of this sanctification and becoming who God created us to be. So we recognize it by spending time with our Heavenly Father as He points out areas that we need to walk differently in. Secondly, reach out for the right rescue. Ask for help. Reach out for Jesus. Just like Rahab reached out and asked for help, you can go to the Lord in prayer and say, I recognize my hot temper, and I don't want to live this way anymore. Lord, I need your help. And in that vulnerability, that's when we come to the Lord in humility, for Him to do what only He can do. Next, rest in His righteousness. Don't be condemned when you see these flaws. Understand that you're under the righteousness of Christ. Next, rebuild with His truth. When God shows us wrong ways of living, He will often give us a truth to hang on to. Use what you learn with meditating on the truth and begin to renew your mind, so that with that new way of thinking, you'll start that new way of living. Next is responsibility. Take responsibility for your choices. Oh my word, for years, I still have to watch myself. I love blaming people for my other choices, right? Then I don't have to take ownership over them. But when we take responsibility, that's when we let go of blaming others who they have no power to change us, and we can reach out for the right rescue. Next, realize that if you fall, you're still under that righteousness of Christ. You're still His child, and it doesn't leave you outside of the family, right? And that it's in the falling, when you push yourself back up, that you become a little stronger every step of the time to become who God created you to be. They say that when babies fall, that part of them propping themselves, when a baby falls when it's learning how to walk, that part of them propping themselves up, part of that is they get to build muscles that help them to not just walk, but to run. And when you fall, you're like that little baby, and your Heavenly Father is not ashamed of you. He's not disappointed in you. He's cheering you on, and He props you right back up. And in the propping up, in that standing up, you become a little bit wiser and a little bit stronger to become who God created you to be. Next, receive forgiveness and forge ahead. And forgive those that came before you for their wrong choices that they experienced and passed down to you. And that is how you reach out for the right rescue, allowing Christ to redefine your identity and the purpose for which you were created. As you walk in sonship, not only impacts your lives, but the lives of those to come. Thanks again for listening in to today's audio message from the Nourish Bible Study Series. I hope that you enjoyed it. And hey, if you're interested in not just doing the study for yourself, but in leading a group of women through the study, we want you to know that at Treasure Ministries, we love, with a capital L, we love supporting our leaders. We've got Facilitator's Guide, we have our Lead Well for Life Change community, and our Nurture Workshop. So to find out more about those resources, go to www.nourishbiblestudyseries.com. And that's also the place where you can go order your study, or even just to check out more about one of our most popular resources, and that is the Nourish Bible Study Series. Thanks again for listening, and everybody, bye-bye.